Hello, welcome to the DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. Today, we're looking at 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 4 through 11. Here's what it says. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness so that this day should surprise you like a thief. You are all children of the light and children of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So then let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be awake and sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and hope of salvation as a helmet. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. This is part of the passage. You know, he was answering the question in the last section about, you know, what happens to the believers who have already died? You know, do they miss out on the return of Christ? And, you know, what's going to happen with us? They're all asking that question. And Paul answers the question, but he comes back to this point and says, look, be awake. Allow that to be an encouragement to you, but stay awake, stay alert. Be sharp. Keep your mind sober. Have your heart be clear and ready to keep love as a breastplate and hope of salvation as a helmet. I love verse 9. God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. God has a plan, and that plan is good. I think the question then we have to ask ourselves is, you know, what is it that makes us asleep? You know, what I found in watching people is that when they hear the gospel and God transforms their life, they're never more alert. They're never more awake to the things of God. Because for the first time in their life, they're just experiencing God. And, you know, some people, this happens early in their life. But for many people who it happens later, they know what it's like to feel life without God. And then when they hear the gospel and they hear the news of what Christ did on the cross was for them, and they don't have to earn salvation, they simply have to receive it, it transforms their life. But what happens is over time, life gets in the way and we just slowly fall asleep. Now, what does that mean? This is obviously a metaphor, but he's saying we stop paying attention. It's like, you know, when you're asleep, you don't hear anything. You're just resting. I think what happens spiritually speaking is we stop listening for the voice of God. We stop looking for his activity in our lives. We stop, responding to the Holy Spirit's action in our life to give up sin, to follow him. We just fall asleep. And here's what Paul's saying. Don't do that. You need to wake up. So let me ask you something. You know, how does that impact you? Were there times in your life where you felt closer to God? What got in the way? I know for me, it takes work to actively pursue God, to hear his voice, to know his word and allow it to infiltrate my heart and really to respond to him. It takes work. It's an active part of relationship with God. He does all the work of getting me saved, but he draws me close and I have an opportunity to grow if I simply give him my heart and pursue him. Let me ask you, where are you at with that? Before you go on to your next thing, I'm going to challenge you to take a second and to read the devotional that goes along with today's DriveCast and answer some of the questions and pray. Let me pray for you as you move on. Father, I ask that in all of us who are listening in, and me included, Lord, that you keep us awake, keep us sober, keep us alert. Lord, you didn't appoint us to suffer wrath. You appointed us to experience your salvation. God, I pray that we would experience that every day, what it means to know your gospel, to allow it to infiltrate our hearts and allow it to spill out on other people. God, help us to stay alert and sharp. And I ask that in your son's holy name. Amen. We'll take a second to read through that devotional and pray. Till next time, God bless.